In most years, January is a shakeout month for Hollywood. Lots of films open with Oscar hopes in December, but most of them have those hopes dashed by negative reviews and disappear quickly. In 2002, though, almost all of the December openings got good reviews, and most of them are doing quite well at the box office. Critic Bob Mondello says this has led to some confusing come-ons in the movie advertising industry.
If you're playing catch-up on Christmas movies and can only see one film this weekend, there's absolutely no question that it should be the best picture of the year, right? So you look in the paper, and as luck would have it, you turn directly to the ad for the best picture of the year, the Holocaust movie The Pianist. Then you turn the page. About Schmidt, starring Jack Nicholson, is also Best Picture of the Year, according to its ads. So is Martin Scorsese's Gangs of New York, the musical Chicago, literary films The Hours and Adaptation, the documentary Bowling for Columbine, Pedro Almodovar's Talk to Her, the Mexican road movie Y Tu Mama Tambien, and Lord of the Rings, and Far From Heaven, and something called Morvern Caller that almost no one anywhere has seen yet. Clearly, there are differences of opinion among critics, that's natural, but a consensus must form around a couple of pictures, right? The ads say Lord of the Rings is on more than 90 top 10 lists, which is pretty impressive until you note that Talk to Her is on more than 100, Gangs of New York 135, Y Tu Mama 160, and Far From Heaven more than 200. Theoretically, at least, that makes it twice as good as Lord of the Rings. At this point, though, you may be wondering whether there are actually 200 critics worth listening to. After all, it's not hard to start a hip cinema rating website these days. Call it something like Incinerator and self-declare as a critic. But if you decide to stick to critics you've actually heard of, you'll have to decide whether the New York Times, the Washington Post, and People magazine, choosing Catch Me If You Can, is more significant than the National Board of Review, the American Film Institute, and Time magazine, citing The Quiet American. And what about Roger Ebert, who says the Brazilian picture City of God is one of the best films you'll ever see? Going with award winners won't work, since there are so many awards now, from People's Choice, which went to My Big Fat Greek Wedding, among others, to the Golden Globes, which always offer two best pictures, all of which makes the strategy chosen by Antoine Fisher seem pretty smart. Its ads ignore the critical raves and movie awards the film has won, and instead quote folks like the head of the Children's Defense Fund and President Carter's UN Ambassador Andrew Young under a headline that says Antoine Fisher makes a difference. Is that making a difference? Well, it's at least separating the film from all those best pictures and top teners. On the other hand, folks who care about quality aren't necessarily the ones lining up at ticket windows in January. Witness the fact that the box office top 10 is currently headed by the horror movie Darkness Falls, closely followed by Kangaroo Jack. I'm Bob Mondello.